Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Yay, welcome. We are so excited to be with you tonight. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. Man, can you imagine if that would have happened back in 2020?
We wouldn't be doing this.
No, we would not. But what we've learned over these last few years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country.
You say one thing every single day. There's 172 days remaining until the 2024 election. And man, I know there's going to be a lot of things that can happen, you know, in the meantime, between now and then. But each one of those days are pretty important. And we want to do something with this day. I've seen a few kind of pieces laying out there. And there's this, you know, idea of a debate coming in June and with Joe Biden.
Trying to wrap my mind around that.
Donald Trump. And they're structuring, it's going to be ABC and CNN are hosting it. And they're structuring it where there's no interruptions. And maybe it'll be good. And maybe it'll be a poop storm. Who knows?
It won't be live.
No crowd.
That's what it was. No crowd.
And so as this goes, we'll kind of see how that unfolds. But I want to kind of lay out a comparison that we've noticed. There's a couple of clips. I want to play a little sequence of events and walk this through with you, because there is a big difference between these two men. And it's being unrolled in you know, the courts, and the mainstream media is breaking it down. And Patrick Bet-David, who has a podcast called Valuetainment, if you've not seen it, he has interesting takes, successful business guy, very what I consider wise cuts on conservative media. He was at a UFC event recently the other night, and he had some interesting observations. We've referenced them a couple times in conversations, but I want to play the actual clip for you real quick, what Patrick Bet-David saw at the UFC event.
So what's he saying? He's trying to make this fight. I said, get out of here. I'm telling you, he's trying to make this fight. All right, we'll see what's going to happen. We're in the arena, okay, doing our thing. We enter the arena, place is insane, going wild. All of a sudden, Dana steps away, comes back at around 9:30, at around 10:30, and you see the entire audience, everybody, 15,000 people turn on their phones and they're going like this recording. And you look at the top, he's walking in. He walks in, sits down, shakes God knows how many people's hands, takes pictures. One by one by one, everybody's coming to take pictures with him. And the fight that night, you know what time the fight ended? 2 o'clock in the morning he ended. Guess who was still in the arena? He was still in the arena at 77 years old. His opponent went to sleep at probably 8:30, 9 o'clock the same night.
That is exactly right. I mean, that is remarkable. 77 years old, still up at 2 o'clock in the morning, standing on the side, still cheering on the fight. That's pretty remarkable.
And you got to wonder, what was Joe Biden doing at that exact same time? Well, you know, in your mind, you probably have all seen clips of Joe Biden walking around on the beach and can barely get along. You've seen pictures of him sitting at meetings at tables, and he's kind of, you know, asleep during the working day, let alone, you know, being able to go to a UFC and hang with the crowd until 2 in the morning. Their energy level is completely different.
Yes.
The response that other humans have to them are completely different. You know, President Trump has made the most of his opportunity, his little windows after the court dates, and he goes to the bodega in Harlem, and they're chanting
people are just
USA.
Go
he's going to the fire department, handing out pizzas. People respond to him completely different. You've seen Joe Biden on the beach barely shuffling along, and nobody even cares he's there. He's walked into restaurants, there's clips, nobody even cares is there. You look at the pace that he moves, the energy that he has. It's like, there's no way that this guy is sitting down with Xi Jinping, or he's sitting down with Putin and puts fear into anyone. He's just kind of just not capable. And it's not because of his age. Stacey's grandma's 102. She's got way more energy and crushes her garden. She's doing way more than this guy. But sometimes you judge people based on their leadership, on what kind of children are they are they producing.
Yep.
Again, Patrick Bet-David did a sales conference or a meeting of some sort at Mar-a-Lago, and he referenced this story about his interaction with Barron Trump.
Who's 18, by the way.
18-year-old young man. Let's check this.
Yesterday, we're with Barron Trump. Barron's a very interesting guy, the son of Donald Trump, 6'7", 6'8". We're doing a podcast with Ryan Garcia. He stays there and he walks. He says, let me walk you to your car. The son of a billionaire who's a president says, let me walk you to your car. He's working customer service. He walks us to our car and he's standing there until we get in the car to leave. He says, look, no matter what I do, no matter what my brothers do, no matter how much money we make, our success will never come close to what our father had to do, because he really had the hard life, not us. We have an easy life. He just turned 18. Are you kidding me? Like, what a freaking stud of a kid to say something like that, right?
Oh, and he's not the only one. You know, we've spent time with Eric Trump. We've been at events, Reawaken. I don't know how many now that we've
probably
been.
Six or seven.
Yeah, with Eric. And it's just a phenomenal man. Don Trump, we've interviewed Donald as
and
well.
Eric specifically is not just kind to us. He's kind to, like, I've seen him, like, there'll be a hotel staff vacuuming and he'll move stuff to get out of their way.
Yep.
You know, and like this, the way they treat people, again, everybody treats somebody above them great. How do you treat somebody that can't do anything for you? Eric treats people like that phenomenal. I've been in a hotel gift shop or airport gift shop with him, and he's just, the way he treats staff, the way he treats people. And there's a picture of us with our kids with him. Like, I would want to be more like Eric Trump. I would want my kids
Great
to be
man.
More like Eric Trump. His work ethic. He's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's working, you know, never a single, kind of boring life. We've been with Laura Trump quite a bit. Well, these guys are, he's just a dad. He fixes the drawer. She's telling her about fixing the drawer because it wasn't working right in their house. You know, doing typical dad stuff. And what's, what draw this comparison between the kind of leaders, business people, producers that Donald Trump produced, Eric Trump, phenomenal. We had Garrett Ziegler in studio, in live studio. We just released that full interview. I want to play you just that one snippet clip from that interview. Encourage you to go watch the whole thing. We'll have the link to it down below.
But talking about Joe Biden's kids and their relationship. Check this out.
And so the Greeks would look at Joe and say, what an absolutely pitiful failure. He followed his passions, raised degenerate children. Every one of them is degenerate, by the way. We got in, all we did was transcribe Ashley's diary. Diary is a little bit weird because it's really a journal. It was, don't think of this as like a 7-year-old girl's diary about who she has a crush on. Ashley was 37 at the time. And she wrote about all this stuff in a rehab journal. And all we did was transcribe it. And so you would say, well, you know, maybe Hunter's a one-off. Maybe Hunter's just that black sheep who got his brain damaged when he was in the tragic car wreck. No. Joe's other child, Ashley's a total mess. They're all totally broken. And that, so then the question becomes, how did they become totally broken? And that's where Joe comes in. Joe's never accused. Joe actually, things are so corrupt in the United States right now that Joe actually won Father of the Year. In 2016, we put that in our dossier. We put a picture of next to Hunter putting M&Ms on his genitals and then Joe receiving an award called Father of the Year. And those events were less than 2 years apart. Hunter was 46 at the time.
Wow.
There's so much information in that interview. All of the details you ever would want to know. Not pictures shown, but all the details in that interview.
That's exactly right. And you can find that interview by going to flyover.live. We'll also put it in the notes below the full interview. You don't want to miss it. There was so much information in that interview.
I think the clear choice is going to be very obvious to America as a whole come November. But it's up to us over the next 172 days to share these stories of what these people are really about. What do they produce? Our country needs a leader that produces good leaders. We got an incredible show for you guys tonight.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Public service announcements for all of you that eat and you survive based on food. Now, if you're...
I think that's all of us.
Well, there might be someone out there that's like, I don't actually eat. I just live on Skittles.
I painted a picture of a butterfly.
If you depend on a rounded diet based on everything that you need, the minerals, the nutrients, everything involved, you need a good protein source. Nothing sustains the body like high-quality beef.
They don't even have to put on the label anymore what's in our foods. But when we go to flyovermeat.com, we know it is clean meat. And the way that you know is because there's no lab-grown meat. They have a shelf life of actually 10-plus years on the meat. No mRNA jabs. Very important because, man, we do not want that in our body. All-American beef, high-quality product, and 100% natural. So eat well today and eat well tomorrow. So go to flyovermeat.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount.
FIFA!
Let me through, I got a knife.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the Sixth.
It's not protest, it's insurrection.
Insurrection. Insurrection.
Two small squads of military trained guys could have wiped out the entire House and Senate that day had there been a real insurrection.
I think that law enforcement has been weaponized.
This guy is not just undercover, okay? He is committing violence.
Everybody that was on the ground on J6
police officers and demonstrators alike was all set up.
They have this mystery story that we're some kind of domestic terrorist group.
Why are you going to prison for 8 months?
For my documentation of January 6th.
They are being punished as criminals.
When the United States government comes at you with everything they have, it can be very intimidating.
They're trying to instill fear.
This is intimidation, just like the Gestapo.
This was not a no-knock warrant. I could have killed somebody because they didn't identify themselves.
The Capitol Police were coming after me. They conducted a criminal investigation on me because of my position on January 6th.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
For 3 years, the federal government has waged a war on truth.
On May 17th, the truth fights back.
Wow.
Today, Flyover family, we had the opportunity to see an early release of this, a screener that they had sent us. We watched this in detail, and I tell you what, it brought up so much emotion. We're now a couple of years away from January 6, 2021, and the storylines, you kind of, oh, I remember that, and oh, man, I remember that, and different people. Now, many of these, I think maybe probably half of some of the characters involved and talked about, we had on guests, we broke them down with you, but it's been piecemeal over a long time. This film, The War on Truth, puts it together in such a clear, concise timeline with footage that we had never seen before. Interviews, firsthand interviews, did the work. It's not just a compilation of cuts. It's one-on-one interviews and putting emotion and story around this with interviews with the real people affected. And you see numbers and people are just painted with a broad brush. But when you see their interviews and the lives and the destruction caused by our government and the misuse of power, it's saddening.
Yep.
But the only thing that could be more sad is if us, you know, the 80 million people that are rising up to say, hey, this is our country, we're going to make it good, don't see this, don't have the facts, and aren't equipped with the ability to share that story with those that are uninformed and worse yet misinformed, that is truly a sad thing. I tell you what, this movie puts it together in an incredible way, and we're super blessed to have the director of The War on Truth with us right now, Mr. Chris Bergard.
That's funny, guys. Thank you. I'm so honored to be on your show. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Stacey. Well,
thanks for putting this together.
Now, wow, just so you all know, when you watch this movie, you're going to need a tissue because there were several occasions that David and I just cried. I mean, it was just heartbreaking to see the lives that have been destroyed from this and the lies that have been told.
Yeah, this is usually when Nick and I make these movies, we like to put in a little bit of humor to sort of make it easier taking the facts and to take in the severity of the subject matter. That was tough to do in this movie. And you know, we'd done the first movie, Capital Punishment, Everything Told You About January 6th Was a Lie. And that was arguably the most censored movie in America in 2022. We didn't plan on doing a sequel until August 4th, summer before last. The FBI came a quarter mile into my ranch, and I found out I was the subject of investigation into a federal terrorism case for the security, national security of the United States of America. And at first I thought, oh, I'll just talk, and it's no problem. I've got my lawyers, got my legal team, put them in touch with them. Then they went around my legal team and they tried to get me to come out of my county to go somewhere else for a meeting after they'd bypassed my local sheriff, who was not thrilled that they did that. That's basically one law enforcement agency saying to the other, we don't trust you with information on investigating somebody in your own county. So it was not fun going through that process with the FBI. And I sat down with my wife and my daughter and I said, I'm sorry, I tried doing this, because they were with me on January 6th. I said, if you want me to quit, I'll quit. And my daughter was crying. She's 17. She's like, Dad, you can't quit. You have to win this. There's not going to be a country if you don't win. You can't quit. I want to have a family. I want to have kids.
Right.
And I picked up the phone and talked to Nick. And Nick is such a great, brave guy, you know, big Hollywood guy. And he's like, if they're doing this to you, just think what they're doing to everybody else. Mm-hmm. exactly right. What I went through is nothing compared to what you see those folks go through in the movie. It's insane. And it's the scariest thing for me was it wasn't that they're slowing down. They're actually speeding up. They've got hundreds. They want thousands. And when you have an FBI whistleblower like Steve Friend, who used to run pedophile task force, and they took him off that to go after J6ers because that was more important. When you have him looking me in the eye and say, Chris, they're making a database of Christians. That's who they're coming after. And then you figure out after making this movie, the reason they're coming after Christians and the reason so many are in prison right now is because we don't hold fear in our heart. We hold faith. Mm-hmm. And as long as you've got faith in God, they can't control you because they need the fear to control you. And if you put forget about January 6th, just what happened that day. Look at that as the entry gate to a bigger war on America, a bigger war on truth. And you see it in things like when you see a political producer on national television asking to describe what is a Christian nationalist. And he says, these people are so dangerous because they actually believe that their rights come from God, not the government.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, right.
They do.
That's why we wrote those papers. That's what makes us Christian.
Yes.
But if you look at it, it's not misinformation. This is a psychological operation to turn things upside down. So instead of somebody going to grade school and knowing that our rights come from God because it's taught there, they're like, well, wait, but the person on TV says I'm a bad person if I think that. This is all PSYOPs 101. It's right out of General Flynn's book, Fifth Generation Warfare. And
okay, we temporarily lost Chris because of a connection issue, but we got him back here to be able to finish this. This conversation is so important. I just want to reiterate the waronTruthMovie.com. This is a film that if you've kind of forgotten and you're like, what's going on with this? This will get you up to speed in 1 second. But here, more importantly, if you have friends, children, parents, loved ones, neighbors, somebody that says, they're confused on it, and you just want to say, hey, can we watch this together and then have a meaningful conversation? Would you be willing to watch this and let's go to lunch together? I would love to get your take on these people's stories. This is a way that instead of being division, this film can actually create connection because it'll give you a common thing to talk about. You can sit here like this and talk about it as you set it on the table. It's like two people sitting and discussing what kind of pizza, is sitting there. You get an opportunity to have something else tell the story and then break down what they think of it or don't think about it. But this actually can increase connection in your relationships where there's right now maybe division and misunderstanding.
And it's being released tomorrow, May the 17th, which is really exciting. You can pre-order now, but tomorrow you actually will be able to view it. And are there any tickets left in Dallas if people wanted to come in Dallas to watch the live screening?
I think there may be 30 or 40 left, but I've also been told that we can bring in an extra 50 or 60 chairs or open another theater. So it's going to be a lot of fun at the Antelope Theater in Dallas tomorrow.
I love that. So to get tickets for that, do they just go to the waronTruthMovie.com?
The waronTruthMovie.com, you betcha.
That'd be great.
A great group of people to probably meet and network and be around as well. If I was near Dallas, I would do that myself. But we enjoyed watching it together. And I have a lot of family members, too. I'm going to send this link to and say, watch this. I'd love to get your feedback. And that's all I'm going to say to it. Would you please watch this? I would love to get your feedback. And then have a meaningful conversation about the topic. Because it's probably one of the most misrepresented days in our nation's history. And we need to be able to have a conversation about it with the same information. So I want to point out a thing with you, Chris, because I see a lot of people over the last 3 years is doing this podcast where their skills have been repurposed. People like Clay Clark, business, never talked about religion or politics. He was only business and then saw, the destruction taking place. And he's like, now he's almost annoying.
Now all he talks about is politics.
Annoyingly
and
politics and religion. but it's skill sets that were developed in another area being repurposed. Now you've been in this industry since you were a kid. You were the body double dancer for
Ferris Bueller.
For Ferris Bueller and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He did his famous, dancing on the street. Like you've been in Hollywood, you've been in that industry on that side of the camera for a long time, on this side, directing it and somewhat in it. But it feels like God's just taking people that are willing and saying, hey, I've got a couple of fish and loaves and I'm willing to use God, what I've been given and making it available in a really powerful way. Do you feel that being done with yourself?
Oh my Lord, David, did you nail it on the head? So Yeah, and I was just an average guy in Hollywood until the riots hit. And then I realized when the riots hit, I had 19 people staying in our house to be protected because I grew up in the conservative military law enforcement family in Midwest. And then my career changed. I went and just did a movie, a documentary on the border, which ended up playing for Congress, just telling the truth. And all of a sudden, I was blacklisted in Hollywood. I didn't work in Hollywood for 3.5 years until I started working with a guy named Andrew Breitbart. Mm. And we became very good friends. I began writing for Big Hollywood. And the way I got back into I left Hollywood for a while. I actually went and worked with a guy named Herman Cain that was running for president. I said, why do you want me to? He had seen the movie about the border and he wanted to talk about that. I said, Mr. Cain, I've never done a political commercial in my life. He said, I've never run for president. We'll get along fine. And that was God training me, because putting me behind the scenes at the presidential elections, in the meetings with the billionaires, I learned so much about how this country really works. And 18 years of working on the border and working in D.C., he's trained us for this moment, as he has my buddy Nick Searcy, and everyone's helped us get this movie together. This is absolutely about saving the country through truth, because they've rewritten truth. They've tried to reprogram Americans and who we are. And all we have to do is stand up and say, no, this is who we are. We stand up for God. We stand up for truth. And we win this.
That's important. That's so important. And that's what we really want people to do. We want people to go to the waronTruthMovie.com. Make sure that you get the movie. If you're in the Dallas area, you can attend live, which is amazing. You know, our slogan here, Chris, is wake up, speak up, and show up. So in watching this movie, for some, it might be a major wake-up call where they had no idea that this had happened and exactly what was going on behind the scenes. What would be your recommendation to speak up and show up? What are things that you're hoping people will do after seeing this movie to help to make a difference in our country?
The biggest thing I hope they do, this movie will arm you with the talking points to debunk anything about J6, and it will allow you the talking points to defend yourself as a Christian, because they are coming after you. And the biggest thing it can do, it gives you the talking points and it gives you the ammunition to go sit down with someone who's directly opposed to you, to sit down with somebody who hates Trump and just go through this. And just not only as Americans, but as humans, what do we read on this movie? Where do we find commonality? Because, you know, it's like Thomas Jefferson said, you know, it's a free and engaged discourse is essential to the survival of our nation. And they're trying to kill that. So as long as we can activate and engage, we're going to be okay. As long as we remember that God's got this, we're going to be okay.
That is so good. Okay, Flyover family, go to thewaronTruthMovie.com. Get it for yourself. Get it for others, too. These are great gifts and things that you can share with other people to help to wake up this country. Chris, thank you so much for all your hard work putting this together. We really appreciate it.
Sincerely, thank you for doing this work.
God bless you guys for your kindness, and especially today, your patience. Y'all are amazing, and you raised a great boy. Colton is up. If you get tired of him, send him my ranch. I'll
come to you. Sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
People are watching these results come in.
We are going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
Does it ever
ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency, despite everything thrown at him.
Market just had its 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
Unemployment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem. 3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Do you miss me yet?
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
You know, whenever possible, we like to bring in real practical, actionable items. You know, our motto is wake up, speak up, and show up.
Yep.
And it's not just showing up politically or showing up, you know, spiritually at your church and stuff. Sometimes it's just showing up in your own life and being healthier and knowing actionable items. And there's a V in the road when it comes to healthcare of, hey, am I masking symptoms, putting, you know, duct tape over the check engine light, or am I actually getting rid of the problem and fixing it? And that's kind of the split in the road. So we love this spot every week.
We do.
We get actionable tips and gems from officialsynapse.com, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Yay!
Yes.
Welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you today. I love these gems. You know, we have a lot of friends that are like, hey, I've been doing this or doing that. And I tried one of the gems with the iodine because I had this little cyst, little spot, and I started taking iodine and it went way down. And I was like, this is so cool because they literally work, but right away.
With no side effects.
With no side effects.
Not medication to get it. It's like actually cured.
Yeah, the reality is we're really
even though we have all this abundance with everything right now, we can go get anything from any country, really, when it comes to food and all kinds of stuff. We have all this abundance, but we still have these deficiencies because of the environments we live in and because of the things that are robbing us of the natural, innate ways that God made us heal. So it's really about trying to just get in and see what the body is telling us and figure it out. It's like millions of possibilities, though. So we have an abundance of information, too.
I love it. And that whole thing about sprinting that most people don't sprint, I can't remember, was after the age of, what was it, like 30 or something, whatever the number was. You know, our friends are like, okay, we are sprinting, period. They've been out in their backyard sprinting. I'm like, that is like awesome.
Yep, I love it. Every time I mention something like that on our podcast or some of the other shows I'm on, I always end up with more hamstring strains that I have to correct after. But it's still good.
That's hilarious.
Weekend warriors out there trying. So do stretch, work your way into it slowly, you know, get some steps. But I think people are looking for, you know, practical, what can I do? Also preemptively, I think there's a lot of people that watch this show that feel good. I'm doing good. They've made a lot of good choices in their life. They're losing a few pounds. They're kind of, you know, making tweaks, you know, in their diet. They're taking supplements. They're doing things. They're saying, hey, things are pretty good, but I'm really looking for great.
Yes.
You know, what can I do preemptively? What are some gaps, you know, in my diet? And they're realizing there's just a massive amount of disinformation out there. And the majority of what you see on news channels and commercials and things are sponsored by people selling, you know, a pharmaceutical drug or masking a symptom. Yeah. And they're like, okay, I need to turn off all of the media, all the stuff, whether it's American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, like all of these even agencies that are supposed to be curing things, they're still kind of working in cahoots with the people who are selling insulin, you know, and they're not necessarily focused on eliminating that problem. They're focused on controlling this and then selling you something. So I think people are kind of like, okay, I'm going to take personal responsibility for this and I feel pretty good, but I'm going to go to great. And that's I think a great place for your practice, because that's what you can take somebody that limps in and get them better. But you guys really do a great job with like, hey, we have lots of doctors working together synergistically to help you actually live a great life and be as healthy as possible.
Yeah. And our goal really is to teach people about what their body needs and what their specific, unique scenarios are. So the biggest thing is we're in such a fast, rapid world right now. You can Google almost anything, pro or con, and get information on it. So really, you have to figure out what is it that works for me. And you have to have awareness. And the best way to have awareness is to just live life a little differently by putting things into play and then seeing how does this affect me? Because something might actually help for my neighbor, but it may not help for me. You have to know yourself. And to your point, David, there's a lot of compromised overseeing agencies in the United States. Everyone, it's very, very easy just to take a step back, look at the big picture and say, how are we doing as a nation? How healthy are we? And when you look at those old videos of New York City in 1950s and 60s, and they're bustling, they all look so energetic and youthful, and people were just healthier. They were thinner. Now you look at those same videos, and it's really sad how much we've deteriorated as a society. So a lot of the just, you know, following the guidance of a lot of these overseeing agencies, it's just not working. So people have to take control of their body. And that's our biggest thing, is really educating people on number one, how does the body generally work? But even more importantly, how does your body work? That's what we do these days.
That's huge. I had heard one time
there it is.
Well, I had heard one time that is obesity the fastest growing epidemic in the United States?
Yes. Actually, I will say this. This is the one thing I actually go to the CDC for, because they have a slide presentation on obesity. And if you look at the numbers, in 1990, there was only a handful of states that were over 10% of the state being obese. And then you slowly play each year and you can see the numbers just increasing and increasing. So by the late 90s, there was every state was at least 10% obese. And then there's some states that were 20% and 25% obese. Then fast forward through the 2000s, by 2010, we had some states, Mississippi and Alabama, who were over 40% clinically obese. And now we have some that are over 50% obese, and we don't have any state that is under 20%
clinically obese. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, what's caused that since 1990?
Do people just all of a sudden have less discipline and they're eating more? Is it food? As I say that kind of tongue in cheek, because we know there's a lot of the ingredients are different for sure in the foods.
It's a great question. I think it's a combination where people are living in higher stress modes. And when we're stressed, we crave salt and sugar.
Mm. Mm. True.
Generally speaking, if you look at what women and men are a little different here, I do a class and every time when I say, okay, what do women crave when they have stress? And they always say the same thing, chocolate. They just kind of scream it. But guys, when they're under stress, they'll crave alcohol. And so if they don't drink alcohol, then they crave breads and dessert type stuff. And so if you find yourself craving these sweets, or if the salt version is potato chips and pretzels. So if you're craving those things, that's a sign of stress. Now, a lot of the food's been changed and our glycemic index of foods have gone up, a lot of chemicals in the food. So that's a big part of it. We're also sitting in front of a computer or cell phone a lot more. We're just physically not as active. So it's a combination of our food. And again, if I had the power to change our healthcare system today, the first thing I would do is fire everyone at the FDA and then start over. Because our food and our drugs are messing with people's metabolisms. Then it's our lifestyle. And so that all plays into why we're just not just slowly becoming obese, rapidly becoming obese.
Well, I know, like growing up, I remember eating out on like a birthday, you know, it was like a special thing. And it's not like our family had this philosophical thing against it. There just weren't very many restaurants, you know, around. Yeah. There wasn't, you know, the chains weren't on every intersection. It wasn't as accessible. There wasn't with the drive-throughs. And then it went from, you know, easily accessible, you know, fast food that's greasy, salty, kind of checks all those boxes and super easy and convenient. Mm-hmm. And then now it's ordered to the home. You can get a cheeseburger or a milkshake or whatever, just like Uber Eats. And so I think the, you know, COVID even accelerated that process even more.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of point something out here because how our government works here and how we work in the United States, we've gotten really good at the commerce side of things. We have a society where you can earn more. But just like with us, with our personalities, when our strengths become overdone, they become our weaknesses. So if my strength is confidence and I'm overconfident, that becomes arrogant. If my strength is that I support others and I oversupport, I become self-sacrificing or a victim. Or if I'm trusting and I overtrust, I become gullible. Mm-hmm. Well, in the United States, we've gotten to a point where we're really good at the commerce side of it. And like scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we have become too good at making money. And we're not applying the moral principles of, is this good or right for people? Fast food, the quality of what we're putting out is increasing addiction. They have food chemists. Their job is to make us addicted to the food. They will put things in the food that are salty and or sweet that trigger our brain to actually have addiction to the food. That's their job.
So even behind the scenes, things you would never be aware of is causing you to be addicted to it, even though you don't know. Yeah. And so then it's like, oh, I've got to go back and get that. Yeah. It's because it's an addiction.
You almost have to be aware, almost like your environment is full of predators. You know, like when, you know, for years, you know, people are living in more natural, they're hunter gatherers, you know, you ate as much as you could in a moment just because it was available. But you had to be aware of animals killing you, things like this. Our environment itself being sedentary, the food availability, the marketing on televisions, the screens, the marketing, the ingredients within the food, all of these things have sort of become the predator that's going to take your life that you have to be cognizant of for both yourself and your children.
Yeah, and that's bang on. And the point I really want to make too, because a lot of young people have gotten very confused and said, oh no, capitalism is evil. Let's go to communism. And that's not the answer. God doesn't want you to change who you are. He made you right. You have to surrender who you are. So you have to give a little bit of your strength, surrender it so you can start operating in your strength versus your weakness. How that looks is keep capitalism, but we also need to bring in moral values. We have to surrender a component of the financial gains to do the right thing for the people. It's actually, you have to do less to be more. These people will, and these companies will be around a lot longer if they just make that little switch.
So true.
It's very, very, it's very, very true. I was about to say it's very, very, very intelligent and smart, but then I realized I was telling myself that I'm very smart.
Well, you are very intelligent and very smart.
I didn't want to go there.
Well, you deal with the after effects of this on a daily basis. And so this isn't speculation on your part. No. You see the destruction that this can cause as well.
Talk a little bit about Official Synapse. So for maybe Flavor Family who they haven't been introduced to you yet, what do you all do at Official Synapse? Because I'm blown away. Like, we've been there a few times now and absolutely love what you do there. But for our Flavor Family that doesn't know, kind of share, what is Official Synapse?
Well, we're a functional medicine facility. So we look to the body and look and see how they're doing mentally, chemically, and physically. So we measure things and look for dysfunction and then how can we restore that function. And so we use a lot of different therapies as natural as possible. Most times we will use medications. We're not against medications, but they really are last resort. And there's a lot of other things that we do first. So we help restore the God-given communication systems within the body. And we look for things that are breaking that down. So there'll be certain things, like you mentioned earlier, the deficiencies, we'll look for those. But we also look for underlying infections, toxins, different things that can disrupt how the body works. We have chiropractors, nurses, nurse practitioners, medical doctors. We have a regenerative department where we use natural therapeutics instead of things like Botox. We have natural applicators and applications to actually help the muscles, the skin. We do the stem cell therapy. Everything's done the right way. So, for example, our stem cell therapy, we use the blood from each individual instead of getting it from a contaminated lab that just outsources to all of the United States. So we do these things to help restore what was there as naturally as possible across the board.
That is absolutely amazing. So Flavor Family, you can go to officialsynapse.com. If you want more information, or if you'd like to learn more about the practice, when you go to officialsynapse.com, there's, find out more information or get started today. I think that's what it says there. You can fill out your information and then someone from Dr. Troy's team will get a hold of you to set up that time, which is, we love it. We love your practice. We're blown away. It's made a big difference in our lives.
I only wish it was just spelled easier. I know, not insult to our listeners. A lot of them are my relatives. I don't know if they could spell Synapse. So we'll put a link down below and you can, click on that if you want to get into his orbit and kind of apply some of these things in your own life. Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, synapse.com. It should just be called like getbetter.com or something. I don't know.
Things that are easy to spell.
Yeah.
Like this simple single syllable, I don't know. You got to know your market. But let's get in a couple of gems real quick. That's my favorite thing. We was most excited about.
I know. I have my pen ready because I'm always learning a lot. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to apply that
these
one.
These are actually for Stacy and I personally. And then our listeners can enjoy it as well.
Exactly.
I just got a message from someone, our gems, I guess it was last month, made a big difference with one of their children. And so talking about cryptopyroli disorder and how it can affect the brain. And so got a nice message from a listener there about that. So
good.
My first one is an interesting one. If you are in a grocery store or anywhere with shopping carts, and you tend to get like a shock from the shopping cart, static electricity, or if you're just walking around and you're constantly getting shocked and other people aren't, that can be a sign of a condition called CIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. The most common cause is mold. Second most common cause is Lyme. And so it messes with a hormone called antidiuretic hormone. So we end up not getting rid of our water as efficiently. So some people get bloated and or don't get they don't release the water. But if you notice that you're getting shocked and people around you are not, that is one of the signs of mold toxicity that you're not able to clear it out of the body properly.
Wow. So okay. So what does somebody do for that? Is there like a certain thing they can do to make a difference?
Yeah, the first thing is to look for mold in your house. So if you know, most times when people say that, I say, whoa, 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 stop. Do you have mold in your shower? And they say yes. Or I say, have you had any leaks in your basement or in your house from the roof in the last couple of years? And then almost always they say, I don't know, but I'll check. And they come back and say, yeah, we had a leak. And so I tell them, look for the mold. And if it's black mold, you got to bring in a company. Otherwise, get the mold out of the house. People really don't realize how damaging mold spores are to their nervous system.
Interesting.
To the brain in particular. And then that affects everything else.
Wow. Okay. That's really good to know. Who would have ever thought? Shocking.
Yes. Yeah. Shopping and shocking.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. 75% of the households in the United States have mold in them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's really high. This one is also for people with chronic yeast infections. With men, it's usually nasal. With women, it can be intestinal and or in the reproductive organs. And a lot of times, if you get a lot of reoccurring yeast infections, it can be a biotin deficiency and B1. So those are the two B vitamins. And so just by increasing, you have to take slightly higher doses of biotin and B1. B1, you start at 50 milligrams and can work up to 200 milligrams. And then biotin start 1,000 and work up up to 8 milligrams. And so start at 1 milligram and work up to 8. But biotin by itself can really help knock out a lot of those reoccurring chronic infections when it comes to the yeast. And for guys, like I said, a lot of times, this is how a guy can tell if he has a yeast issue, if he drinks beer and goes and gets like all nasally and stuff because of the yeast that's in the beer kind of feeds it. And so for our gentlemen listening that get all red or a little cloudy when they have beer, avoid the beer for a little bit, but get back to the actual biotin and you'll be surprised that in short order, you'll be able to have that beer again. Well, not that I'm trying to get people drinking, but, you know, taking care of the infection is the important part.
That's huge. Okay, so biotin, you start at 1 and can go up to 8.
Can go up to 8, yes, milligrams.
And then the B1, it's 50 to go up to 200.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Very, very cool. And so I guess it probably depends on how much issues they have, but how long do they take to continue increasing? What are they looking for?
So look for changes and very good question. Look for changes and usually you have to do it from anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months. It can take a while. So, but if you're noticing small gains after the first 3 to 4 weeks, keep going.
Okay. That is very cool.
I love these. Yeah.
I know, me too. They're so cool. Me too.
I've got one more. Well, I've got two more. One quick one. We were talking about Gary Brecka before going live and I do lot of what he has and what he says. And although this has been known and this is not one of his gems, I wrote it down because it is a gem. With a lot of my Scandinavian patients, they've always done the hot cold treatment. And what I like about what Gary did was he broke down the biochemistry of it. And the simple version of it is if you have a shower in the morning, a warm, hot shower, it's really good for your metabolism to reset your metabolism, to step out of the hot stream, turn it down to as cold as it can go, and then step back in.
How long?
3 minutes. You can work up 3 minutes.
Oh.
1 minute. And what happens is your whole body just goes and tightens. And it boosts your metabolism for 5 to 6 hours. So you're actually going to get a metabolic boost from that. And so sometimes I'll do that 2 or 3 times a day. If I have a shower in the morning, then I go for a workout during the middle of the day. Or if I'm really sluggish from a really hard day, I'll go do that when I get home. And it instantly rejuvenates me and it boosts the metabolism too. And it takes away some of the sugar cravings from a stressful day.
Really?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That is okay. If you can do it. So it's you're taking your regular hot shower, and then the last 3 minutes you turn it down as cold as you can get it, and you go in for 3 minutes.
And no warm blast to warm up. You just leave it. You just leave it out.
Yep. Don't warm up. You have to leave it cold. You will become addicted to this. I can't wait to do this. And I'll tell you a funny story. I have a patient, and he's a very tall patient. He's about 6'6", and he I talked to him about this years ago, and he was trying to train. He was riding bike and stuff like that, and he's just all about health. And so he liked it so much. He's a little creative rednecky. So I'm gonna.
That's our kind of guy.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. When you listen and hear what he did, it's brilliant. He went and bought an old freezer. Now, don't do this, people. This is one of my redneck brilliant patients. But he got an old freezer that he could actually sit in, filled it with water and ice, and he would plug it in to keep it frozen, unplug it when he was going in. And he uses it as a dunking tank every day. So he sits in that for 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
It's a little easier than the shower, but you can get these cold baths. And that's what Gary Brecka does and a lot of the professional athletes. You can actually do that. But he went and made his own out of his abandoned freezer. Now, don't do that because water and electricity don't go together.
They're not good.
But that's what he did, and he loves it. And he's addicted to it. It's helped him. It's part of his routine now for the last 3 years.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow. Okay. So
I'll throw this in too. I don't usually speak in, but cold plunge is something that I'm like super into, big fan. And for people that like research this and look at it, they range from like $20,000 down to an ice trough. If you live in wintry climates, you can just put a water trough, a horse trough outside and just sit in that. But if you're looking from just a most inexpensive solution, there's a company called Mod Tub. They take giant coolers that are designed for like deer hunting and stuff. So like giant, 6 foot two people can fit inside of them, and they convert them into cold plunges. But it's Mod Tub, modtub.co. So if you're into this, this is less than, it's like right at $3,000 solution for that, which ends up being about, after all the conversions you have to make to a freezer that you convert, it ends up being about $3,000 as well. So this ends up being one of the cheapest solutions. Yes, and this is already pre-done made
and safer. And set up. Exactly.
Stacy would probably spend $3,000 to not go into one of those.
That's true, so true. And I was watching a friend actually. She was on social media, and every day she was going into a cold pool. And I was watching her do that. I think she did it for 30 days or something, and she'd have like the temperature of what it was, and she was going into that. I thought, wow, that is so brave. That would not
from a psychological standpoint, just doing something hard that's against the grain of what your body wants to do, just that is a good thing.
It's so true.
Whatever it is. It may just be, getting up earlier or walking somewhere, parking your car further in the parking lot. Just doing anything that causes resistance. Like, we naturally just want to make everything easier.
Yes.
And when we get softer. So just true. Anything that's kind of against that grain.
Dr. Troy.
There's an area of the brain right in the midline that when we do stuff that we don't like doing, it actually grows and it helps the communication between the left and right brain that much further. And they look at these in most Olympic and professional athletes because they have to practice, which they don't like doing. And their area of the brain is a lot bigger when it comes to that particular area of the brain. So there's a lot of successful Olympians and professional athletes because they learn to discipline, because they learn to do what they don't like to do. It actually helps them in all aspects of life.
Well, man, that makes sense.
And you work with a lot of them. So
that's exactly right. Man, Dr. Spurl, thank you so much for jumping on today with us and sharing these gems. They're really, really exciting to see how it's making a difference in people's lives. I think that, just even what you received, the information from one of the listeners about their child. I mean, that is incredible. So exciting. And like I said before, you made a big difference in our life, and we're very thankful for that relationship.
OfficialSynapse.com. And you can get on-ramped into his worlds. Fill out some information. They have what's your initial call called? Did you do with a new patient?
Discovery call.
Discovery call.
Discovery call.
discovery call and kind of find out what's best for you. And they got a world of options available depending on what your needs are. So Dr. Choi, thank you for just the way that you're doing this. I think you're a bright light for what the future of medicine will look like. And people are looking for this kind of solution.
Yes, no doubt about it.
My name is Dr. Troy Spurl, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Well, we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body. We have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture. We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition, counseling, health coaching. We've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.